Is that easy enough for you? Can you handle the comfort, the relaxation, that feeling of being at peace? Yeah. We need that sometimes as the world sends in its confusion and you're under the optical conclusion that everything is not the way you want it to be. But then there are moments where it's easy. You accept things for what they are and you strive to make it better. Exquisite Moves by Richard Freeman. I'll get to the technical stuff later. Someone needs this right now. Listen in. King Scott, RadioTV.com, is on a late night trip. We're going to fall amongst the stars. Our altitude is paradise. You, me, and the rest of your companions. I'm flying solo tonight. This is the way we're going to do it. We're going to glide you in and pull you up to where the stars are. Come on for the ride. Ha! This is Denise King.
the dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic to me. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. You know how. Sway me smooth, sway me.
Easy. You with me? I know you hear me. Brian Culberson. Same castle. It's all right now. Toast to yourself and all your wealth. Count it all joy. Make sure you recognize it's from God. I had a friend that always used to say, be cool. A lasting impact to the max. Keep your joy. I don't know about you, but I think he has his hands on me to set me free. Yeah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The sky is the limit. I'm gonna be a star. not for the people, for the honor of Jesus. That's what I am. KingScottRadioTV.com. They can hear us in Italy, Guyana. Wherever there's the internet, we are there. And they let me know they do hear. We're a global station for the nation. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and we're reaching out to you in the wee hours. We have that kind of power, given the authority by Jesus Christ. Yes, it's going to be all right. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. I know how it feels to feel like you're left behind, but don't matter. Don't matter at all. You feel bad. See if you can take a nap and get over it. I'm talking to someone who needs to hear this. It may not be you, but someone needs to hear it's going to be all right. I know it's tough. Oh, when they held Jesus on that cross, it was tough. But no matter what, he endured. You can too. It's built inside of you. It's by the blood. Stay focused. Develop your dreams. Put it into the atmosphere and watch it fly. Whatever it is, if it's helping humanity, you're in the right place. We're going to get back to the music. You can reach us at 240-362-7552 if you have any requests. If you want to hear some particular sound, we'll be mighty obliged to put it on for you. We're here to be of service to you. King Scott, RadioTV.com. I tell you what, let me give you a couple of forevers. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
she opened up the door and let me in. Never once did she say, where have you been? She said,
hungry.
Are you hungry, honey?
Did you eat?
Yeah.
That she will sing somebody else.
My people called by my name, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know what direction we're going to go in to at this moment on this particular broadcast. I'm feeling so many different kinds of emotions, some old, some new, some lingering, just things. You know, life is complex sometimes, but if you hold on to Jesus and if you can do that, and I'm not suggesting to anyone that it's an easy task, because sometimes you quite honestly feel like, where are you? I'm hurting so bad, or I feel so good. I just want to see you and hug you and say thank you. You know, it's a ball of emotions that you go through when you're living in this side of the Jordan. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But I can tell you that if you trust in His kindness and believe in those principles that He gives to you, you can make it. No matter what, you can go through the storm and come into the sunshine and base in it, in those tough moments. That's why the Bible is always clear and say, don't trust man or woman, trust Him, because He's the only one that knows your heart, your intentions, your motives. And if you trust in that, you somehow are going to make it. And that's how I feel. Somehow, some way, no matter those low points, God is going to pull me up. Those high points, I'm going to cherish them and be grateful and thankful that I'm at a high point. Doing radio and TV is a high point for me. Whenever I'm broadcasting or on the air, I feel a satisfaction beyond man's and woman's comprehension, because I know that I didn't start out this way. It was through prayer that got me here. And I won't let anybody on this earth deter me away from what God gave me to dream with, to have ambitions with. And I'm going to tell you a little something that I want to express to you. This gift that He gave me, it allows me to do my photography. It allows me to be a good writer. It allows me to understand research. It feeds me directly and indirectly. And I'm appreciative of that. I get to use whatever talents that God has given me. You know, some of you all know that I'm a pastor. I get to do that. I get to preach the word. I mean, so much is fulfilled within the dream that He gave me. And when I get tired of one thing, I can go to something else and reinvent myself. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm reinventing myself once again. And it's all right. I mean, I'm not telling you every day is peachy cream, because it's not. But I can tell you that I'm happy to be able to reinvent myself over and over and over again until God decides to call me home. So, yes, I'm on the battlefield, but then there's cover. There's a place of peace and quiet. And God provides that for me, because man and woman doesn't. I mean, you know, they will throw you out in the streets in a heartbeat. I mean, even the closest ones to you. And that's where many times it comes from. But I can tell you that if you can find happiness within yourself and what God has given you to do, you are going to be all right. Who's ever listening at this time, just know that if you trust him and him alone, you will be all right. I had one of my people that I know, and they said to me, "Are you all right? Do you really mean that? I mean, seriously, you know what was going down, and you asked me, am I all right? What I can tell you is that I'm still standing. You may have hurt me, but you didn't destroy me. And I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you. Because people will try to destroy you for their own benefit." And so when she asked me that question, no, make no doubt about it. You're going to still see a smile on my face. You're going to see me get in my car. You're going to see me being happy in my own self. If it means that I'm alone at the restaurant having dinner, then that's what it is. I can do that. Knowing me, if anyone knows me, I take my music with me. I take my radio station with me wherever I go. I always have a speaker with me, and I can play my music because it brings me a solitude that some just don't understand, and they never will. And in turn, they have their own dreams. And I'm all for their dreams. But this is my dreams. And I'm going to live up to taking care of it. So if it means I have to sweep the floor, if it means I have to clean the toilet, if it means whatever I have to do to maintain it, God gave it to me, and I'm going to take care of it. It wasn't given to me by mama, daddy, brother, sister, wife, anybody. You work for it, so you have a different kind of respect for it. And somebody needs to hear that right now. Because if they're going through what I'm going through, they know, no matter what, I will honor God, period. And in whatever happens in the meantime, God will take care of me. And if he says, well, look, I'm tired of seeing you go through this, come on home, then I'm ready. Did you hear me? Then I am ready to go. Because I'm at a point now where I've worked these years. I've invested in myself. I've invested in others. And I'm comfortable within my own skin. I can stand up to anyone and look them in the eye. I believe in me because I believe in Jesus. And if you don't like that, two tears in a bucket, and I'll move on. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
This one takes us back a few years, but it's such a gas, I just know you're going to be glad about it. The Intruders and Cowboys the Girls. I'm
Such a man you'll never see.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a nice journey. We're going to come back down into the realities of this life and settle in to the secret garden. I have enjoyed this trip. It can never last long enough, but it's a pleasure to get away. I hope you feel that way. To just relax and get a variety of music, of emotions and feelings to embrace you, to make you feel warm and fuzzy. Somehow we're all connected in our inner spirit. This is why the Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. And I know some people say you're always making Bible references, but that's the book. That's the basic instructions before leaving earth. And I try to follow it, and I hope you do too. We're not perfect human beings, but striving to be in and going in the right direction is necessary. These transitions in life are going to come. You have to have something that you can depend on, even if you don't understand it. I can't tell you that I can articulate all of what the Bible says. And there are times when I fall far short in my delivery because of this flesh that we live in. But the bottom line is that I'm happy, and I hope you are too. No matter what, if I get another chance, maybe I'll be better tomorrow than I was today. And if I keep that mindset, no matter what comes against me, I'll survive. I will survive. This is Brian Culbertson. Listen in, and we're going to phase out. KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us at 240-362-7552. And I would also ask you to explore my Facebook page, Kevin.Scott. Look for it. It has a lot of interesting things, and it's a roadmap to what I do. And sometimes you get kind of cynical with it, but most of the time it's accurate. You know, life's problems breeds confusion. And sometimes we are all just a little confused. Count me into that group. I'm a part of that. So you all be easy. I'm glad you spent this time with me. And I'll be back, if allowed, to do some more. KingScottRadioTV.com.